Oh, it is 1 minute, 1 minute past the hour. It's a holiday weekend as it continues. Happy Labor Day to you. Tom, Sybil, and Jay, fresh off the Allstate Tom Joyner Family Reunion. They'll return later on in the week. My super mega producer, Dia Direct, is in the building. Now, I need to say right now, won't he do it? Look at the blessing in the building this morning.
Yes, he will.
Look at the blessing. Studio guest in house.
Oh,
why you get churchy when the church people come?
Let the doors of the
church open,
baby. Husband and wife team, David and Tamla, man, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
We here.
Good morning. Oh, we miss you, Tom.
That Tom is chilling. You know, they put it on him this weekend in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
I know they are. I'm missing that part, too.
And you know, they were ducking and dodging Hurricane Hermine, so everything was okay.
Yeah, I can be at home for that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't want to get caught in none of that.
Wow.
It is so great. We get to meet the mans this morning like you don't already know them. And let me run a few things down. Let's see. Meet the mans.
It's a man's world.
It's a man's world.
Man and wife.
Hanging with a man.
It's summer. All things man.
All things man. And a shout out to my mama, Miss Emma, because she loves Meet the Browns. And if her day, if she ever misses the show, her day just ain't complete.
Oh, well, tell her morning, Mama.
Hi, Mama.
Miss Emma, yeah,
she loves Emma.
Yeah, 80 years young. And
80 years, that's all right now. Yeah, hey, that's a blessing.
See, when you're 80, you say what you want to say. You don't have no filter. You just say whatever I want to say. If I think it, you just be able to say it when you live that
She said, Tommy. Well, I didn't mean Tommy, Skip. Uh-huh. But she said, she calls me Tommy, though.
Tommy, is that man going to be on your show?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
And that man's on Tom's show. David and Tamla, man, all morning long. And major ups to you, Tamla. This new CD you got entitled One Way drops on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, girl, you done it. You done it.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'm ready for the ninth.
This
one got me staying up at night.
It's like excited and nervous at the same time.
Yeah, and what's so cool about it, and David, it's your record company, Tilly Man.
Yes, sir.
Tilly Man. Yeah. And then
You're not like when you cook a meal and you're wondering if everybody's going to like it, so when you put the meal in front of everybody, you think, did I put too much salt? Did I put enough seasoning? That's what this album is to me. It's like, oh, please, y'all.
Well, me and Wifey were checking it out last night. We were really feeling it.
Well, good.
You got some great cuts.
Thank you, Wifey.
Great cuts on there. And the photography on
here. Thank you.
Thank you.
We try to go a little, you know.
A little edgy.
I try to capture a little bit of everything on it.
You know, that's one thing I don't like. So he has to pull it. It's like pulling teeth. Yeah. He's like, come on, give me this.
Oh, in the photo shoot, I'm like, hey, come on, energy. Give me the energy.
I'm like, help me, Lord. Even taking pictures, help me, Lord.
Well, you're gorgeous on here. And you're gorgeous here in the studio this morning, too.
Well, thank you. I woke up and put on a little something. I didn't want to look too dry for you this morning.
Well, I woke up. That's about all you got out of me. I woke up and I semi-washed my face. And I brushed my tooth.
Well, where the cheering at this morning? Where's T and David?
They
them jive turkeys. They tipped out on us this morning.
They did.
What? Yeah, like they kept saying, "Well, you gonna go? Well, you go ahead and go." I said, "Both of y'all just stay at home. We'll go ourselves. We don't need y'all."
Right.
We were good before y'all got here.
Right. We started without y'all.
Man, y'all been good for a long time. How many years of marriage is it? Like
28 years.
28. And it's getting gooder.
It's getting gooder. More better, man. What were those early years like?
They were rough, like everything else. You getting to know each other. You know, that first 2 years, it was like.
Trying to just figure out how ends were gonna meet. You know, it's you know, money was real funny then.
They were real far apart, them ends. Oh, but thank God.
But we made it. It's like we didn't do a lot of complaining even to each other. It's like we was just like, let's just make it happen.
We were grinding. Yeah,
make it happen.
Man. We were grinding. Make it happen. We got some stories, man.
I know you got some make ends meet stories.
We got some ends were not meeting.
You know, David started out a hairstylist.
What?
I was a hairstylist for 10 years.
Yes. So, yes. And I was in optics. So it's like our worlds. At first, I was trying to get a good job.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord blessed me with optics from my friend girl, kind of led me into it. And she was a manager and she kind of gave, you know, showed me the ropes. And I jumped in there and I really, really learned it and started liking it.
Yeah.
I would start coming like the top salesman. I was like, God, okay.
Well, see, I was in there clowning and cutting up, so people didn't even realize, girl, you've been here for 5 hours and I ain't done your hair yet.
but it's funny, though. I mean, how life just makes a circle. But it just honestly makes us appreciate what we have now. I mean, the struggles that we had makes us love each other more. And just we're just enjoying the journey. Enjoying the journey.
Yeah, because I remember when y'all jumped out on the scene with Kirk Franklin and his family.
Oh, look, see, you go back. What? You go way back.
Yeah, I'm almost like homie, D.
Yes, you are. You are.
I remember that. I've even seen some of the old videos.
Oh, wow. Don't. Hey, let's forget some of that stuff. You ain't got to bring up our past like that.
It's like we're homegrown. It's like from here, it's like we all just grew together.
We sure did.
That's a blessing.
Man, y'all, what was the determination behind staying together while y'all said, we're going to make this thing last?
Well, divorce was not an option. It's like we talked about that early on in our relationship, that we're going to work through whatever. It's like, okay, let's talk about
it. Make it happen.
Walk in another room, cool off a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's just come back and get an understanding.
Gotcha.
You know, that was like the bulk of it for me, for myself.
Are you just like a yes man?
No. Anybody who knows me knows that's
neither one of us, because I'm just as bullheaded. No.
Not going to happen with me.
No.
And I've learned how to yield more. Let's say I'm a yield person.
Yeah,
I'm a yield guy.
But that's both ways. Just keep the peace. Sometimes you just have to bring it to a hush.
Yeah.
You know, let's just cool
swallow
down.
That pride.
Yes. Because it falls both
that's
ways.
That's the hard part.
For the peace.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm sissy.
Well, it was hard for him to say that one. I was like, why is it so hard for you to say you sorry?
I'm sorry.
So, well, yeah, I'm that.
My bad.
David the Tambler Man, our special in-studio guest co-host, because Tom Sibyl and Jay, they'll be returning later on in the week. They just finished up on the All-State Tom Joyner Family Reunion. David, man, how good of a woman is Tambler?
Hey, she's better than better.
Yeah.
She's all righter than all right.
What?
Don't let me preach this.
Skip Joyner just preaching.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... You know, but you know the crazy thing is you always tell the story, but we started off, we were just friends. We were homeboy, homegirl.
Yeah.
That was it. We were just friends, and you know, before you know it, I looked at her in the eye. Yeah. I showed her last night how I looked at her.
Oh, that was funny, y'all. He had my daughters laughing. He was talking, I looked at your mama, because they was talking about his eyes is like a light brown. He was talking about, he snatched
She looked into
around.
These eyes like Dracula.
I was like.
And she said, what you need, daddy?
Nah, whatever.
I said, girl.
Now don't start telling lies this morning.
My bad.
Y'all been married 28 years. You remember that first kiss?
Yes, we were playing. Our first kiss, we was actually playing.
I turned out with the kiss.
Playing doctor?
It was the eyes and the kiss. It was the eyes and the kiss.
Oh,
I looked at her with these eyes and kissed her.
Yeah.
She said, you want to get married?
No. Nah. Just
slow down now. Slow down.
Make it more married.
Yeah, slow down. That's what happened. And she fooled around and trapped me and got pregnant.
Oh, man.
Ain't nobody trapped you. The devil is a lie. Ain't nobody trapped you.
She trapped me.
Happy Labor Day weekend. It's Labor Day Monday. David and Tamla Mann, the husband and wife team in studio. And we're going to feature some of the cuts from Tamla's new CD, One Way, that drops on Friday. And I mean, some awesome cuts are on that CD. Y'all did
thank
your thing on that.
We put a lot into this.
I put my heart, I feel like it's my best work so far.
Yeah, well, I would
agree.
And it's just
like elevating, you know, as time goes. I just want to get better, give the people better, give the Lord my best. And it's like, I I want to keep growing. I just don't want to get a standstill like I've arrived. Yeah. I just want to continue to grow.
I was amazed because, you know, the last CD you had, and I was telling you earlier about my dad and his homeboy.
Yeah, he did some little quarter. He started calling people like, you know, you got to know if you in there. So, you know, some people can fake the phone.
I didn't know that.
But
you
then
was
he
in
started saying stuff that's like, wait a minute, you know about this stuff.
Yeah, I've been hitting up your boy Kirk Franklin, asking him to let me play bass on one of these cuts.
What?
Yeah, I was the bass man back there in the day.
Wow. Yeah. Do you
still
play?
You have to watch the bass
still
player.
Play.
You
got to
watch
still
the
play.
Bass player. They too.
You know, the bass is my favorite instrument, too.
You got to watch them bass players.
That's why I brought that up, Tamla. I know.
What?
Trying to get on that CD.
You got to watch the bass player. They be sitting off in the cut, and they look at you. See, he got the little curls in his hair. He threw that look over and wink at you and be telling me, what room you in?
Are you ready for the Monday morning Labor Day?
Yes.
We'll call it a Labor Day Wake Up Jam. Let's get it in. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, or the TJMS Show. Or you can text us at 646464. What song is it you need to hear to get you going this morning? Let me know. The Wake Up Jam. And we will drop it on you next on the TJMS.